Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. Okay, and today we're talking to people in your area about local issues, and your opinions are needed. This service is quick and confidential. Would you have a few minutes, ma'am?
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, ma'am, just first question, just for qualification purpose. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and what is the year of your birth? Just the year. It's fine.
62.
Okay.
62.
All right, ma'am, and what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's degree, okay. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I'm not.
Okay, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes, what is your race? Are you white, black, African-American, American Indian, Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, or, well, Hispanic, like you already said, not, right?
I thought black and African-American were the same thing, so.
Well, you know, different people like to be called, some don't like to be called black, some like to be called African-American, so that's why we got both. It's black
okay,
or African-American.
Put black.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And are you registered to vote or, like many people, are not registered?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And how satisfied would you say you are with the direction of the country? Would you say very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
I'm somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. Okay. All right, ma'am, and as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices in this November. How likely are you to vote in this upcoming November 2024 election, with 10 meaning that you're extremely likely to vote, 5 meaning that neither, you know, likely or unlikely to vote, or 0, meaning you are not likely to vote?
10.
10, okay. All right, ma'am, and how motivated are you to vote this November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated and 10 means that you're extremely motivated?
10.
All right, thank you. And how much power do you feel that the that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power that you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
10.
All right, ma'am, in thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? Racism and discrimination, student loan forgiveness, voting rights and democracy, abortion, teaching history in schools, healthcare, criminal justice reform, and police violence, jobs in the economy, climate change, Israel-Palestine conflict, cost of living and inflation, immigration, or crime and violence. You can pick two to be the most important to you, okay?
The most important, racism and discrimination.
Okay.
And women's rights.
Okay, women's, you said abortion, right, or?
Well, yeah, the abortion rights, yes.
Okay, because I don't have, okay, abortion, okay. Because I have voting rights and democracy, criminal jobs and economy, criminal, yeah, nothing like that. Okay, just abortion. All right.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. And, now we have, we'd like to ask you, to rate your feelings. How about, some people and some groups of people are using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, like a neutral. And 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. If you don't know or never heard of that person or the people, groups, please indicate as well. The first one will be Joe Biden, from 0 to 10.
Oh, he's a 10.
Okay, 10. Black members of Congress.
10.
10, okay. Tim Walz.
I don't know really who he is. I'll give him a 5 for now.
Okay, neutral. Hakeem Jeffries.
10.
10. Donald Trump.
0.
Okay, Kamala Harris.
10.
10 and Republicans in Congress?
Zero.
Zero. Okay. All right. Thank you. Remembering the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, a third-party independent candidate, or maybe still undecided?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and how certain are you that you will vote for Kamala Harris? Very certain, somewhat, or not too certain?
Very certain.
Very certain. Okay, and if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate, or undecided?
Democratic candidate.
Democratic. Okay, and would you say the Democrats in Congress keep all their promises? Some of their promises, only a few of their promises, or none of their promise to Black Americans?
Some of their promises.
Some? Okay. All right, man, does Joe Biden is stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress, or does it make no difference either way?
It didn't make any difference. I was voting Democrat anyway.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And was your life better under Biden or better under Trump?
Better under Biden.
Would that be much better or just somewhat better?
It was just better, much better. I'd say much better.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Now, we're almost done with this survey. I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about Republicans in Congress, okay? For each one, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement raises a lot of concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress. 0 means it doesn't not raise any concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress. And 5 means it's somewhere in the middle, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, Black entrepreneurs, you know, have worked hard to build generational wealth in Black communities, create jobs, and support their local economies. Republicans want to strip away these opportunities and widen the racial wealth gap by defunding programs such as the Minority Business Development Agency, which provides grants to Black-owned businesses and attacking organizations working to include more Black Americans in wealth creation. Does that raise any concerns? Does not raise any concerns in the middle, or raises a lot of concerns from 0 to 10?
It raises a lot of... That was who? Is it the Democrats or Republicans doing it?
Republicans.
Oh, it raises a lot of concerns.
Number, what number would you give from 0 to 10? All the way to 10, or...
10 means it raises a lot of concerns, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that one, 10.
Okay, 10. All right, and in 2020, Trump told the white supremacist Proud Boys to stand back and stand by. If he loses, and we saw the resulting carnage at the Capitol on January 6th, Trump continues saluting Proud Boys on the stage at every MAGA rally. He promised them immunity if he wins, and a bloodbath if he loses. Republicans in Congress continues condoning this violent rhetoric. Our communities must send a sounding message, you know, this election, not on our watch. Does that raise concerns in the middle, or raises a lot of concern from 0 to 10?
That raises a lot of concerns.
Okay. All right, ma'am, Republicans are pushing forward with Project 2025, a dangerous plan to demolish our rights, particularly for Black communities. Under Project 2025, Republicans would gut health care coverage for Black Americans, make it easier to discriminate against Black Americans for jobs, eliminate diversity, and, equity programs, allowing corporations to pollute our communities, and eliminate benefits we have paid into such a social security. Does that raise a lot of concerns in the middle, or raises a lot of concerns, or doesn't raise any concerns?
It raises a lot of concerns.
So what number would you say from 0 to 10?
That's the 10. That keeps me up
okay.
at night.
All right, education is the foundation of success and opportunity, but Republicans want to strip away access to education for Black Americans by gutting funding for public schools. eliminating grants to help black students afford college, and banning African-American history from our schools. Does that not raise any concerns in the middle, or raises a lot of concern from 0
that
to 10?
That raises a lot of concerns.
Okay.
So if 10 is a lot, that's what it does, 10.
All right. All right, ma'am. Last one says Trump and Republicans have stripped millions of women of the right to make decisions about their own bodies, with black women facing a disproportionate impact. More than half of black women of reproductive age have little to no access to abortion care thanks to Trump. And the Republicans have promised to pass a national ban that would restrict access even farther, putting the lives of health of black women at risk. Does not raise concerns in the middle, or raises a lot of concerns from 0 to 10?
Raises a lot of concerns, 10.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and thinking of the message you just heard, which of the following statements best describes how you feel? You can select up to two options, okay? The first one says, we have fought too hard to build generational wealth, to have those opportunities stolen from us by far-right extremists. The number two says, black people have an important role to play protecting America from itself. Number three, we cannot allow our generation to be stripped of freedom, you know, that so many sacrificed for before us. Number four says, cannot sit by while mega extremists try to steal our children's future. And the last one said, we cannot stand while our lives and lives of our loved ones are put in danger.
Well, I can't stand by and let them steal futures from black or minority children. And
okay, I'll be...
Go ahead.
Okay, the children, right? Let me see. Okay, what else? You can pick another one. Pick two of those.
I'm trying to remember what the other one you said.
The first one was, we have, you know, fought too hard to build generational wealth to have those opportunities stolen from us by far-right extremists. The second, black people have an important role to play protecting America from itself. Three, we cannot allow our generation to be stripped of freedoms that so many sacrificed for before us. And
that
the last one, we can, that one.
Three.
Okay. Okay. Got you. Thank you. All right, ma'am. We almost are done with this survey. We only have a few more questions to ask you. Okay. They will be the same one I asked you before. Just make sure you didn't change your mind. We have just a few more questions to ask you. Okay. You may know there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices in November. How likely are you to vote in this upcoming November 2024 election? With 10 meaning that you're extremely likely to vote, 5 meaning neither likely or unlikely to vote, and 0 meaning that you are not likely to vote. But you can pick any number.
Extremely likely, 10.
Oh, okay. I remember, how motivated are you to vote in this November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, which 0 means that you are not all motivated, but 10 means that you're extremely motivated.
10.
Okay. And sometimes over the, you know, sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't, okay? Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or undecided, or would not vote?
A Democratic candidate.
Democratic candidate. Okay. And thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'd say moderate.
Moderate. I remember, are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No, I'm not.
Okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I'd say I'm a Democrat today.
Okay. All right, ma'am, do you consider yourself to be a strong or not a strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Okay. And how would you describe your employment status? Would that be full-time, part-time, and temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-home parent or student?
Full-time employee.
Full-time. All right, ma'am, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Would that be Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. I remember last year, that is 2023, what was your total of family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine, okay?
$122,000.
Okay, I have $100,000 to $249,000, or I have, yeah, that's the closest I have to that.
Put $100,000.
Okay, all right, thank you. I remember, aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? Would you say more than once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom or never?
Seldom.
Seldom. All right, ma'am, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you and appreciate your time. You have a great evening, okay? Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.